Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
So many people are under the false impression that once you accept Jesus as your Lord, that the fight is over. However, you have also found out that the fight had just begun.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak, speak, speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, When Will I Ever Live What I Believe?
Speak the Word.
Friends, just by agreeing that the Scripture is true, but not actually believing it's for you, it's what we call mental assent. When you're reading God's Word, but you don't actually think it pertains to you, it's mental assent. Just by agreeing, mental assent is someone who is only led by their five senses. In other words, they're only led by what they can see, what they can smell. It's really, in your mental assent, it's really all about what you can see, what you can smell, what you can touch or feel, and what you can hear. Because until you believe that you are the one that he's actually talking to, you don't really have it in your spirit. To get to the point of believing, first of all, we have to become single-eyed. We have to become single-minded. You know, and I realize that this can be a challenge. It's a challenge for me because there are so many things every day biting for my time, trying to distract me from my work. And I'm sure that most of you have this same challenge because the enemy is always trying to cause us to lose our focus. Saints, to be single-eyed means to realize that God is all, and I capitalize that all there is and takes up all space. Hallelujah. Because until you actually believe that you are the one that he's talking about when you read his word, you won't have it in you. You have to be convinced that the word is not just, it is for everybody, but it's particular for you when you're reading it. It's for you. When you're reading God's word, it's him talking to you. And so you need to listen. And also, let me throw this in, it wasn't in there, about taking scriptures out of context. We want to be careful that we don't take scriptures out of context. If you read a scripture, always go back four or five scriptures above that and four or five down below so you'll know what he's talking about, where he was at and what he was saying and why he was saying what he said, because so many people will take it out of context. So you really want to read several verses up and several verses down, and that'll give you more of an idea of, you know, where he was and what he was talking about. Because like I said, you just can't take one's word. For instance, a lot of people, you know, quote the scripture, and it might be in here, Philippians 4:19, where God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But what you need to do is understand that's just not for anybody. If you read back up three or four scriptures above that, you will see that the church of Philippi was the only one that was supporting Paul's ministry. And Paul was thanking them for supporting his ministry. And he was saying that the money, that what they were supporting to his ministry was being stored up in heaven for them. And that God would supply all of their needs. So a lot of people will take that out of context, and they've never given a dime or they've never done anything to help any church or anybody. But it is all of God's word. A lot, so much of it is if, you know, God will say, if you do this, then I'll do that. But a lot of people leave the if out and they just, you know, go do that. There is also a supernatural element to your believing that God causes things to come to you. For example, they did an experiment in a room full of people once, and they offered $100, as this man had felt led to do. Afterwards, they did a survey, and it revealed that 84% of the people that didn't get the $100 said they didn't think that he would give it to them. In other words, they had no expectation. If you want to hear from God, you must have expectation. You must be expecting to hear from Him. You need to expect to receive, because we'll not receive any more than what we're expecting. So you need to be really expecting from God. And when you pray and ask God for something, you have to believe that He hears you. Remember what I said, what you believe about God will determine what you get. I'm going to repeat that. What you believe about God will determine what you get from Him. I'd like to share three things with you that I believe that will help you. I want you to understand that once you have prayed and made your request known to God, and then I want you, after you've prayed, say, okay, this morning you made a prayer, and after you have prayed, then this is what I want you to do. Number one, I don't want you to talk about it. I don't want you to be running to the phone telling all your neighbors and everything that you're believing God for this and you're believing God for that. You know, it's a religious thing, you know. People always said, I'm believing God for this and I'm believing God for that. And we'll talk about that too. Number two, you don't want to be thinking about it. You want to get on about your business. Just pray, when you pray and ask God, be specific about your prayers. Pray according to God's word. Find something in the scripture that lines up to what you're asking the Lord for. And then do like He says. He said, whatever you ask of me, He said, whatever you ask of me, you shall receive it if you believe it in your heart and doubt not. So if you start thinking about it, you're going to get in doubt, and the enemy is going, you're going to give him an opportunity to start putting doubt in your mind. And when he does that, then he's going to get you to say things that will cancel out your prayer request, and then you won't get it. You're showing doubt. You're not showing doubt. You know, the first voice that comes to you usually is the voice of God. And the second voice normally is the enemy trying to persuade you or discourage you from believing that by telling you different things. Like, you know, this is not, you know, that's not going to happen. And don't look at it. In other words, don't be looking at your circumstances. You can't be looking at your circumstances when you're asking the Lord for something, because He doesn't deal in the natural. He deals in the supernatural. So everything that's coming from God is going to come through the natural, but through Him. In Romans 4:20, New King James, it says, and Abraham did not waver in faith. He did not consider his body. He said, in other words, when God told Abraham that he was going to be a father of many nations, he didn't talk about it. He didn't think about it, and he didn't look at it, or he never did consider his circumstances, and that's why he never wavered in his faith. The key word here, I believe, today is consider. Abraham did not consider Sarah's old body, even though she was in her 90s. He did not consider his age either. He didn't think about his age. He was 100. That right there is enough to, you know, the Lord tells you you're going to get pregnant, to say, I don't think so, Lord. You know, I mean, that era's passed. At least I'm hoping it has. Praise God. You cannot focus on what is around you in the natural, your circumstances. God can change those things in a blink of an eye. Everything that's around you that looks like it's an impossibility for what you're asking God for, He can change that in a blink of an eye. It's just a matter of having faith. Friends, I was a widow living on a fixed income. That's the way it appeared in the natural, that I was a widow living on a fixed income, because that's really what I was back in my husband that's deceased passed away in 2002, and I remarried in 2009. So for 7 years, I was that way. And some of you probably know that listens to my program. Because like I said, in the natural, that was the fact. But you don't have to base your financial security on the world's economy. God, our Father, is our source. He is our provider, as I was saying in my book here. And you say, it's kind of worn out too. You know, but that's okay. God's word never gets worn out. And God's word never changes, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. In Luke 12, 24, in the English Standard Version, it says, consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap, they neither have storehouses nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Oh, how much more value, he says, are you than the birds. You're so much more of value, so much more important. And I want to encourage you to believe, God, that all of God's promises will come true for you. In Isaiah 41:13, in the English Standard Version, it says, for I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. He is the one that's going to help you. And he's never going to let you down. Friends, there's times when you can't depend on your family and you can't depend on your friends and you can't depend on your job. But I want you to know today that there is never a time that you can't depend on God. He's our Father. He's always there for us. Holy Spirit's always here to help us. He's our teacher and our helper and our confidant and our advocate, whatever we need. And in other words, if you get into a legal bind, talk to Holy Spirit. He's your lawyer. He's your advocate. He knows more than any other lawyer. You know, he knows what's going to happen. He knows what's going on. If you need comforting, Holy Spirit, he'll comfort you. You know, if you need help, help me. I ask the Holy Spirit for a lot of things. You know, like, I can't get these earrings, Holy Spirit, without your help. You know, it doesn't matter how small it is or how large it is with God. It just doesn't matter, you know, because there's nothing too big or there's nothing too small for him. As somebody who called me the other day and texted me and wanted me to pray for a situation that seemed kind of small. And I told her, I said, I will pray for your son, and nothing's too small and nothing is too large for the Holy Spirit. You know, he can take care of it. And there's like I said, you could always depend on God. So when God gives you a promise, don't consider anything else. No matter how threatening or impossible it seems, don't consider it. Don't focus on it. I can remember when God told me back in 2005 and 6 that I would be on the radio, that I would have tapes with messages. And I thought to myself, I certainly can't see that happening. You have to get a picture of what it was like. You know, I'm sitting in a small house because I downsized after Jim passed. And I'm sitting there and the Lord had given me a prison ministry, which I was really into. He really anointed me to do it and didn't have any fear going into the jails and the prisons and ministering to the men and the women. And I actually became their chaplain. I did it for 11 years before he gave me this ministry in 2010. But God, for the most part, will not start you at the top. I don't think he starts anybody at the top. He started me at the bottom. You know, going into the 40-man cell, you know, washing off the table so I could have a place to put my Bible. But that was okay. I didn't mind. You know, the Holy Spirit, everybody was with me, you know, and the guard standing outside, and he didn't even come in. But I wasn't afraid, you know, and if somebody was to speak up and say something, one of the other big guys would stand up, and that would be the end of that, you know. But so, and even when we had the church, we helped build a church out into prison, and I was in there with them by myself. But that was okay, you know, I wasn't by myself. You know, you could think of me like Elijah, where we had all those chariots around him and all the angels. So I was totally surrounded, so not afraid. But you have to be anointed for certain things. Anointing is a position. And so it doesn't fall, it's when you become born again. You have the anointing of God living in you, and he will anoint you for certain positions. It's a different anointing, but you have the anointing living in you. So don't ever forget that. Don't ever let somebody tell you different. All you got to do is just read the Bible. Today, God has blessed us with over 300 radio stations in the USA and other countries. As a matter of fact, I got Donna, my ministry assistant, she got a phone call from a lady in UK Thursday, I think, or Friday, wanting to know if she could put my book in their library, in the public library for the people over there. My new book, I Believe God. So it's it's going to be a blessing. Praise God. Friends, one thing we need to always remember is with the I can living in us. We have the I can living in us. We should never say I can't. We've got the I can living in us, and if He says we can, He's not going to ask you. He's not going to tell you if you can't. He's never going to tell you something you can't do. Philippians 4:13 says, we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. So with the help of the Holy Spirit, I've written 3 books and 11 booklets in my newest book called I Believe God. And the subtitle is, No Matter What It Looks Like Today, I Believe It's Going to Be Just Like He Said. And I do believe that. I did a message on this a couple of years ago, and the Lord impressed upon me to write a book on it. And so I did. When God is with you, I want you to know it is impossible for anyone to defeat you, for God lays out His promises in His Word. In Romans 8:31, in the New Living Bible, it says, what shall we say about such wonderful things? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? What promises has God spoken into your heart? I know that He must have been speaking some promises into your heart, because otherwise you wouldn't be here this morning and you wouldn't be going to conferences and going to church, but you're seeking something from the Lord. So I ask you, what promises? Have you taken them serious enough to write them down? When God speaks to you, are you going to take it serious enough that you want to write that down? You know, like on that God, my source, you know. And then what He does, once I write it down, He gives me a word or two, and then He gives me a whole page. And then I go back and back it up with Scripture, because He's not going to give you anything that's not in His Word. If you start writing something that's not in His Word, then you're listening to the wrong voice, you know. But here I said, Father, I thank You that You have made me a blessing so I can be a blessing and dispense good unto others. Father, I thank You that You have caused all grace to abound unto me, that I, Joanne, shall have enough for every good deed, every charitable donation, and all to tithes and offerings. Father, I thank You for being my source. And it goes on and on and on and on. And at the time I wrote this, like I said, I was living on a fixed income. But today the Lord has brought me from that position to this position, to where He has actually made me a blessing, that I can be a blessing and dispense good unto others. So my husband and I would speak the word ministries and others. We dispense a lot of good into other ministries and missionaries and other churches and stuff, and individuals too. I didn't want just enough for myself. You don't want to ever ask just enough for yourself. You always want to have enough, not to take care of you, but to take care of others. And so if you'll focus more on others, God will always make sure you're taken care of. And you won't go lacking for anything. Even during those times, I wasn't lacking for anything. God took care of me. I was able to buy Bibles by the cases and glasses and everything to take to the jail, and still have plenty to live on myself. So you start out small. It's never too small. You know, God is not looking at the size. He's looking at your heart. You know, because like the widow woman, you know, that gave the 3 mites, that she gave all she had. And so she was believing, she had a lot of faith, and she was believing that God was going to do, she just, that's what she wanted to do. And so even though all these people over here were giving all this other money, Jesus says she gave the most. Sometimes I get a dollar in the mail. Sometimes I get 5. Sometimes I get 500 or 1,000, and I have gotten 50 cents. But it's so precious that the person wanted to do that. And I get money orders, and I think, well, that's really precious too. All of it's precious, because they took the time to go do it. You know, you didn't just write the check or something. You took an effort to go down and get the money order. And I think that's special. You know, it shows where your heart is. The Word of God tells us that Abraham refused to consider the impossibility. You couldn't get Abraham to talk about how old he was. He wouldn't do it. When the Lord was telling me all these things, I was no longer considered young either. I still don't think about my age. You know, I'm 80 years old. I'm so thankful that I am the daughter. There is again is the Word of God. you confess the word, you believe the word, and you confess the word. And so I would say, Father, I thank you that I am the daughter of Sarah. And as she grew old gracefully, so shall I. I thank you, Father, that she was healthy enough to give birth in her 90s. And I thank you, Lord, that she was good looking enough that the king wanted her for his wife. And I thank you that I am the seed of Abraham, and Abraham's blessings are mine. I confess that. And I also say in my eyes every day, I said, good morning, you beautiful brown eyes. Boy, I've got some good news for you. I said, retina, iris, cornea, tear ducts, I speak health to you. And I say, Lord, I thank you that you're not a respecter of persons, that as you were with Moses, so are you with me. And it is written that when Moses died at 120 years old, his natural forces were not abated, and neither was his eyesight dim. So, Lord, I thank you that I've got 20/20 vision, and that my natural forces is not abated, that I'm strong in strength. And I thank you that I can do whatever. You know, your body, it kind of deteriorates some, but there are some things that you can do to keep it healthy. But the best thing to keep your body healthy is the Word of God. Saying what He says about you, and don't agree with what the world says about you, because the world, you know, don't buy into what the world says about you. You know, you're 40, don't have people go out and get black balloons for you. you know, when people say, you know, don't be claiming something like, you know, you get a pain in your leg and you're 60 now, so you say, I must be getting arthritis. No, just let arthritis stay where it wants to stay. Yes. He doesn't, you know, I don't have it. The doctor, he's surprised when I go to see him that I didn't, you know, he said, how's your arthritis? And I said, my what? But it's, you've got to listen to the Lord. That's the most important thing that I can leave you here with today. And like I said, I've got to close up, but I want to thank all of you for coming. But remember that if you will believe the Word of God, and if you will focus on that and not your circumstances, help the Lord, ask Holy Spirit to help you to be more focused on the Word of God and not focus on your circumstance, and say, Lord, be like Paul. Paul says, none of these things move me. And you look at those things in the natural and say, none of these things move me. I don't care what's going on. I mean, I've had somebody call me, you know, with critical accident or whatever, and I was working on a message, and I would pray, and I'd go, and then I'd call David, we'd pray, and I'd go right back to work. I cannot change it. I don't know anything. I can't change anything, but I've prayed, and I'm going to go back to work. Please remember what I said. Don't talk about things. Don't think about it. Just say, these things not bothering me. And I know it's hard. It's not easy. It's a challenge. I know that, but I know that you can do it, and if you do it, you'll be successful.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father God, I thank you so much. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have given me unction, that you have given me a word that will bless all of those that came today, Lord. I pray, Father God, that they will understand that their victory truly is in their mouth and the word of God is flowing out of their mouth. But I pray, Father, they'll be careful to what they listen to, who they listen to, and what they watch, Lord, because it's so important that they will consider everything that they're watching, that you have given them a spirit of discernment, and that they will be able to discern when they're listening to certain music or programs or what they're listening or watching, that the Holy Spirit will give them that unction in there, or give them that red flag, that knowing in there, say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that, or you'll have a green flag knowing this is okay. You'll have peace about that. So, Lord, I pray that they will only listen to and watch what they have peace about. For us, in Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening, and join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.